Dorothy pushed her plate aside, and a naked Swahili boy with a bobbing penis picked it up and took it to the kitchen to be washed. Mmm. Sugar-free donuts. You know, I could have a lot of these. Dorothy picked up the dark chocolate with the walnuts and Brazil nuts chopped all beautifully along, scooted them onto her plate, and then the licorice donuts. Oh my god, I never had licorice donuts. She took a big, huge bite off one and put it on her plate, then a couple blueberry donuts. Something healthy, some kashari, lentils, macaroni, little rice and oil, good stuff. She put a little plate of it on her onto her plate. Fire heated popcorn with loads of salt and real hand churned butter. Hell yeah. She used to have this a lot at home. She accepted the baggie and returned to the table. These light snacks shouldn't fill me up too much. I'll be ready to really dig into the solid, heavy foods later. She accepted the shot glass of brandy from a passing gay midget troll.
Eating casually from their plates, the girls walked looking for a place to sit. They came to a little cleared out space, sort of a stage. No tables were sitting there. And there were three men sitting in chairs. Occasionally, one of the men would get up and rush at the other two, who would sit there and wait on him, tilt their heads back, and he would take a stiffened thumb and gouge their eyes out, plop them right on the floor, all four of them. The men screamed in horror and pain as the first man would walk over to each eyeball and slowly crush it beneath his boot heel. But as he watched, the scream stopped and the eyeballs drew back.
Was it some drug in their food or their drink? The fact that they had quite a few drinks? Probably a combination of that. Maybe it was the fact that there was so many sexy things going on all around them, so many penises to look at, so many fine pairs of breasts, people doing oral fellatiating tortures. Even the eyeball thing is kind of hot. Is this food? Is this sex? Is it a party? The lines blur in Dorothy's mind as her juices flow, and she looks at Alice and licks her lips, and she says, "Let's try that thing we've always talked about trying, you know, the thing that can't be done with our bodies, naked, right here on the table." Alice just grins and winks, and they throw off their clothes. Even some of the servants stop and turn around. A slow clap begins amongst the revelers as they work themselves, at first awkwardly, and then into some kind of tantric twist of sexual bliss that has all the revelers spontaneously orgasming in a fierce, intense, prolonged eruption that leaves them dry and limp. The evening party has ended. The guests clean up as the revelers sleep.